and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
At Burlo Mattress, Black Friday's going on all month long. Get a free adjustable base upgrade with a mattress set purchase. Every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally just for you, which means we're passing on hundreds, even thousands of dollars in savings to you all month long. Plus, your Burlo Mattress is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. You won't find a better Black Friday deal or a higher quality mattress anywhere else for less. A lot less. American made, locally crafted. Burlo.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Jimmy Cuska said that Wisconsin's official state speed trap is in Rosendale.
Do you get like a souvenir sticker?
A t-shirt? I got pulled over in Rosendale and all I got
no
was this
merch,
lousy ticket.
It can't be official.
If there's no merch, it's not a thing. Troy from Mount Horeb.
There is merch. The original convenience store in Rosendale has a shirt that says Rosendale. That's the ticket.
Now I think we're going to have to do a road trip to Rosendale just to get merch.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health, but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickin' Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Packers host the Dolphins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers and the Dolphins tonight at Lambeau Field, where temperatures will dip into the mid-20s. That could make starting field position more crucial. Green Bay punter Daniel Whelan has improved on his directional punts. Special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia.
I think he's started to understand where he is on the field and what he wants to hit. He's gone out there with a conviction of what he wants to do, and he's stayed to task, and he's played pretty well to this point.
College football, Wisconsin plays tomorrow on a rare Black Friday game as they host the Minnesota Gophers. Although the Badgers fired their offensive coordinator, head coach Luke Fickell says they need improvement on defense.
When we've had our lapses, that's where it's been. And that's why I said it might be hard to pinpoint, like it's not some schematic thing. It's a little bit easier once you watch to say, okay, guys, we just got to get back to the basics of what we do and making sure we're leveraging the football, we're tackling, and we're playing more sound. I
mean, that's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by this afternoon. Our high today, 31, with wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, flurries, breezy, mostly cloudy, low of 17. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and colder with a high of only 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a specially curated best of edition of Matinair on Air. Happy, happy Thanksgiving. We'll be with you soon.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
If you want to wake up, gotta fill up your cup, coffee.
Coffee.
Wanna stay up late? Simply percolate coffee.
This is when Eric Clapton.
Coffee.
This is really good.
He made this into a big hit. Coffee. Coffee.
Yes.
Gotta have coffee.
Yeah.
There's my man. There he is.
After a big Thanksgiving meal, you got to have coffee because you don't want to fall asleep right away.
No, you want to, you know, stay awake. The hell a little bit with a coffee.
Yeah.
92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning and a special Thanksgiving special.
That backwards coffee special thing is from Twin Peaks, right?
It is.
Yes. My roommates are watching Twin Peaks right
now. Oh, are they?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, they're big into it.
Oh, they're going to run into that cut. Yeah. This little short guy is walking backwards saying coffee. God.
What a wonderful show that was.
What a dream that was.
It was. All a dream.
Wow.
All right.
Well, so here it is. I got some politics stuff.
Oh. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Trump is now pushing the truth as his slogan. You know, he just wants to kind of tick off on the idea that maybe what he's been saying so far may have been lies, but
now he's switching over?
He's switching over to truth. Everything is the truth now.
It's a new administration for him, gathering new people together to be in the cabinet, that stuff.
It's also part of the name of his product, Truth Social.
Sure, that's
his shares in Truth Social's parent company are surging in the wake of his election. Trump is making it clear. He says he's not selling any shares, okay? But, you know, he's threatening people who are spreading the rumor that he is going to sell shares. So he's going to go after them, investigate them, prosecute them, and throw them in jail. Yeah, all right? So just what he wants to know do. That could happen.
Okay.
That's a dictatorship type thing.
A little scary, but,
yeah.
You know.
Well,
no, I'm
no
sure
big deal.
It'll be fine.
Oh, I'm sure it will be.
Yeah, everything's going
to
be
great. Yeah, they'll have
now.
A place to stay, free meals.
Can't wait. When are they coming?
I would assume they have Thanksgiving in prison as well.
They do. I'm sure they do.
Get like a little slab of like turkey mashed together, like lunch meat turkey, and some boxed mashed potatoes,
or maybe turkey pot pies.
Ooh.
You know, for everybody, the little Swanson ones.
Well, I got a little angry.
Why?
With I think it's Mrs. Calendar's pot pies.
Marie Callender?
Yeah.
Why?
The thing here is, you know, we always get the large ones, the big pot pies.
Kind of like those.
And we always get the turkey with cheese sauce pot pies. Those are really, really delicious. Fantastic. Get a little broccoli in it.
I don't think I've tried those.
Yeah, those are really good.
Marie Callender. Okay.
They were. We had them the other night.
Yeah.
And the meat was chewy, fat stuff is in it.
We were
like really disappointed because they're always really reliable.
Usually pretty
good.
Boy,
but this time they did not turn out well.
I'm telling you got to make your own pot pie.
Well, then it's a pasty. You know,
no.
I wouldn't waste my time with pot pies and make a pasty. You're in Wisconsin here, you know? And Mineral Point, that's the big deal down there, you know? So anyway, you know, again, Trump is threatening people who are spreading the rumor that he's going to sell. And these are fake rumors.
fake rumors.
I guess are fake rumors. Okay. Like, yeah, okay, well, I guess that means the same thing.
We'll see.
He said, this is a direct quote. No, I just love this. I hereby request that the people who have set off these fake rumors or statements be immediately investigated by the appropriate authorities.
He immediately requests that.
These things kind of get under his skin somehow, right? I know. He said that on Truth Social. And this is the part that I just love. He said, truth is an important part of our historic win, and I deeply believe in it.
Where is he coming from?
What the hell?
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Oh, so you got to love that.
Donald J. Trump.
He's changed his tune.
Yeah. Well, he's turned over a new leaf. Not the old Donald Trump.
No.
He's the new Donald
Not
Trump.
New one. He's going to tell the truth from now on.
Yep.
Right? He's going to let these people he's nominating for departments tell lies.
Right. Let them do the dirty
exactly.
work.
Exactly.
Yeah, the non-truths.
Of course, you know, the truth will be probably when he takes credit for everything Biden did.
Of course.
That made the economy look as good as it does.
Yeah.
All right?
That's the way to do it.
Now, why did the Dems lose the election when we thought we had it in the bag and they were doing so well?
We're still trying to figure that out, right?
And everybody's pointing fingers at each other saying, well, you know, we didn't appeal to the working class, which is BS, right? Yeah. Maybe we...
We didn't get the undecideds. Right?
We didn't get the undecideds.
Yeah. There's a lot of people they didn't get, apparently.
Apparently not.
Not enough.
It was a slim margin.
It was a
slim win, even though they won all the swing states. Just by a little.
Yeah.
Not by much.
No.
All right? So it wasn't a sweep exactly, but it was a sweep in a general sense. All right. So anyway, Daily Show thought they'd take a look at it too and maybe, you know, analyze what actually took place.
Right.
Might actually be right on. So why don't we check this out? And this would be cut 82. Cut 82.
Let's dial it up.
So now, as many on the left fear the future, as they should, many others rue the past.
Joe Biden should have dropped out earlier.
There should have been an open primary.
People never got to know Kamala Harris.
They spent too little time talking about the economy.
Wildly overestimated the power of the abortion issue.
Chose the wrong VP.
Managed to alienate historic numbers of Latinos.
Abandoned the working class.
Democrats need a new way to talk about urban America.
Do that Joe Rogan podcast.
Trump spoke to the people. Democrats never once mentioned Arnold Palmer's... Never once.
Yeah.
If not, can you at least stand there and sway to Ave Maria for like an hour? Can you at least do that?
God, and then he won.
But it's a delight to hear about why it happened from so many people who were so wrong about what was going to happen. And everyone has their own pet theory. But there's one theory that a lot of people seem to be coalescing around.
They were too woke, insisting that people use the term Latinx.
Too far to the left on transgender rights.
You have to say they. No, you have to do this.
Stop with the virtue signaling.
Step away from woke.
Focus less on who is woke and more on who is broke.
Social justice issues take a back seat when your son is in the basement vaping and playing video games and can't find a job.
I feel like that last guy was really venting more about his son. Everyone's talking about this wokeness theory, from cable news to the op-ed section. And sometimes the op-ed section being read on cable news.
We want to get to the Maureen Dowd piece. Maureen Dowd's piece for the New York Times entitled Democrats and the Case of Mistaken Identity Politics.
I only have one problem with the woke theory. I just didn't recall seeing any Democrats running on woke. These were the commercials I saw for the Democrats.
Sherrod Brown is working to fix our border crisis.
Mondaire Jones is working to secure our border.
Pat Ryan is restoring order at our southern border.
I'm Laura Gillen, and I'm here at the border of Nassau County. We're 2,000 miles from Mexico, but we're feeling the migrant crisis almost every day.
Unbelievable.
Those are the Democrats. I gave the police more money than they even wanted. I gave them planes and tanks. They didn't talk about pronouns. They didn't say Latinx. It was the opposite.
We can't let China steal Wisconsin jobs.
Benefits for illegal immigrants? No way. Blocking support for white farmers? I mean, look at me.
Standing with law enforcement against defunding the police.
I've owned a gun my whole life.
Let me be clear. I don't want boys playing girls' sports.
You all know me. I've never pushed for sex changes.
And don't forget about Kamala Harris. It's not like she was exactly waving around her NPR tote bag.
I have a Glock.
They didn't do the woke thing. They tried. They acted like Republicans for the last 4 months. They wore camo hats and went to Cheney family reunions. Do you know how dangerous it is to wear a hunting hat around Cheney's? Do you have any idea? Thought I had one more rip in me. I didn't. Democrats were mostly running against an identity that was defined for them based on a couple of months of post-George Floyd defund the police Me Too Instagram posts from 4 years ago. What happened was the country felt like government wasn't working for them. And the Democrats in particular were taking their hard-earned money and giving it to people who didn't deserve it as much as them. And so the Democrats got shellacked. I'm sure any robust examination of better policies is very welcome. But I just want to please assure people, this isn't forever. This is the map in 1984 when Ronald Reagan won. That's the map. The only state the Democrats won was Minnesota. Everyone thought that's the end of the Democrats. But 8 years later, there was a Democrat back in office. We don't know what's going to happen in 4 years at all. The only thing that is certain is this.
You all know me. I've never pushed for sex changes.
Oh, wow. There's a lot there.
Yeah, and as you noticed, the Democrats didn't act like woke.
Right.
I mean, that's the one thing he pointed out in this clip, and I just thought that, you know, maybe that should at least be a part of the conversation that we're having here. They didn't act woke, and no matter what the MAGAs were saying about us, it's not true, and nothing they said was true. The economy was very good. The inflation percentage went down dramatically. Unemployment was still down dramatically. Jobs were being created. We're bringing businesses back to this country. We're developing our own chips again. We're making cars and battery-operated EVs. I mean, the whole thing is starting to take off here.
Right.
And who knows what's going to happen after that? But you know what? They gave all of this over to Trump. And the reason why, and I'm going to stick with this, I think people are ready for a dictator who will tell them how to think and that the economy is good. That's what they want. They want some assurance on a regular basis because they just weren't getting that with the Democrats, and they never do promote their successes.
And Trump's their guy.
That's their guy.
Yeah.
We're ready for a Trump dictatorship.
Yeah. They want him to disassemble the government and get rid of those.
Start over. See what happens.
Yeah.
See what happens. Hey, you're comfortable now. See what happens.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more on the John and Gordy Morning Show.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
In 1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
The way sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's kind of appropriate, a long-distance runaround, right?
Right. A roundabout.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You know, we've got so much more coming up this half hour. You got to stay tuned because I did a lot of research.
Yeah? On what?
I wanted to pay off here, you know.
Okay. So, All right.
We're talking about schools and education. All right. Let's go to the superintendent of schools in Oklahoma. You know, he required all the teachers all over the state to play a video where he gave everybody a little prayer to God and to Trump at the same time.
We heard that. Yeah.
Yes. I think they equal each other. But anyway, he appeared on CNN, unfortunately.
He did. What did he have to say?
Well, he got grilled by the reporter. Let's check this out. This is cut 114 and see what happens to Ryan Walters as he is grilled by CNN reporter.
The question, where is your authority specifically coming from? As you know, thousands of people, including parents who signed a petition to impeach you with more than 14,000 signatures at last check, say this is government overreach and you're taking control away from local parents, local school boards and parents over their kids. What do you say to that? And where is your authority coming from to enforce this prayer video to be played in schools?
You know, I appreciate you pushing that left-wing narrative here, but here's the reality.
It's the not Constitution. A left-wing narrative. I'm literally talking about a petition that parents have signed that's gotten more than 14,000 signatures that have raised this issue.
Pretty clear on religious liberty. The Constitution's crystal clear on religious liberty. I know the left doesn't want our kids to know anything about the role the Bible played in American history. They don't want any of our kids to know about the Constitution. Our religious liberties are protected, and the left has driven the Bible out of schools, driven prayer out of schools, and everything in education has gotten worse since. Before we had a federal Department of Education and we had the Bible and prayer in school, guess what? We were leading the free world. This was the greatest country in the world, and we have seen every statistic has gotten worse since the creation of the federal Department of Education and the Supreme Court pulled the Bible and prayer out of schools. President Trump has won on this issue. He has a crystal clear mandate. It's what Americans want. It's what Oklahomans want. And so we're going to deliver on those on President Trump's promises here in Oklahoma.
All right. First of all, the Constitution is not crystal clear on that. It doesn't have God in it. There is this establishment clause in the First Amendment, which the Supreme Court has routinely said It requires the separation of church and state and public schools. There are many cases that there are. Hold on, I'm speaking. There are many cases where the Supreme Court has routinely ruled on that. You went after woke teachers and the radical left in your announcement for attacking religious liberty. But your critics are saying that by requiring Bibles in every classroom and requiring this prayer video, you're trying to impose your religion on students in violation of the Establishment Clause.
Yes.
They say the Constitution, scholars say the Constitution is crystal clear on freedom of religion, not enforcing one religion, your religion, on students. What do you say?
Look, CNN doesn't have to like it. Left-wing activists don't have to like
it. I'm just talking about facts. It's not my opinion.
Document. The Bible is a historical document. You can't rewrite history.
What
okay?
does that have to do
the
with
reality
anything?
Is the Bible was what drove so many of the consequential events in American history. Why'd the pilgrims come to America? Why in the world did Abraham Lincoln mention God and God's providence in so many of his speeches? How
he
do you explain Martin Luther King Jr.'s letter from a Birmingham jail where he goes through biblical examples if the left continues to censor the Bible from our history classes? Listen, the left doesn't have to like it. They can be offended by it, but we've got to teach history to our young people to make this country great again. President Trump has a clear mandate. Our kids have to understand what made America great in the first place. And obviously the Bible, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence are indispensable in understanding the story of America.
No, that's not true. The Supreme Court obviously took prayer out of schools.
Right.
It was unconstitutional.
Separation violated, of church and state.
Violated the First Amendment.
Pretty much it.
And, courses aren't dependent on the Bible being next to them. And then he gives examples of, historical figures mentioning religion in their speeches or in their research. Doesn't mean that they're pushing it in schools. It doesn't mean that you have to have prayer in schools or have the Trump Bible in their schools, because that was what they basically did. Their outline for a Bible would have to have these certain elements in it. And every one of those elements just happened to be the Trump Bible.
It almost seems like he was trying to backpedal towards the end of that clip there where he was saying to use the Bible as a historical document. But newsflash, the Bible is not considered the most accurate of historical documents out there.
Right.
No,
because
it isn't.
It's such a religious text.
Exactly.
Yeah. Lots of different documents put together over hundreds of years, too.
Yeah. It's very crazy. Self-contradictory.
Yes.
Because it would never make any sense. And he's foisting this off on the public schools. Now, again, he is probably being considered for the Department of Education. They're going to have some kind of Department of Education. So that's what we're looking forward to. If, of course, he becomes the head of that department.
I do want to mention, I don't know if you got this story from Tim Slecker. He sent it to us in an email.
I did. I haven't looked at that. What?
In the story, it mentioned that there were a couple of school districts that refused to play the video for their students. And Preston Public Schools superintendent put out a press release. I think there's a fine line over what is our responsibility as a school and what is the family's responsibility. Everyone has the right to choose whether they go to school and has the right to choose where they go to church. But for us to think that it's our job to impose our will on students' religious freedom, it's not going to happen here. There were a few school districts like Preston Public Schools that refused to play that video.
Right.
Great point.
Getting some texts in here.
A lot of text here.
Here's a text says, I'm pretty sure that the Tulsa race massacres isn't taught in Oklahoma public schools.
It's not taught in Wisconsin either.
No. This is what anti-woke looks like in practice. That's
yes.
a good point.
That really should have been taught.
Oh, man.
The conservatives, big shot.
Piping in here. Yeah.
Wants to turn this country and the people into a serfdom.
Okay.
Or education has gotten worse since girls have been allowed to wear pants.
Thanks for your
another
text,
good
I
reference
guess.
Point.
Okay. Back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning in a moment.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New York City police stepping up security ahead of today's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. ABC's Aaron Katursky is along the route.
Barricades, blocker vehicles, and busloads of police officers are in place to guard the 98th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. There are no specific or credible threats, but an NYPD bulletin obtained by ABC News says the high-profile nature of a parade watched by millions may be leveraged and exploited by individuals with various political or personal grievances.
The Australian Senate has just passed a social media ban on young children. It will soon become the first of its kind law in the world. It won't be implemented for a year while social media companies figure out how to work with the government to implement it. Three Americans who had been detained in China now back on U.S. soil. They were released by a prisoner swap. One of the men is from Houston, was arrested during a business trip. He was accused of drug possession, but Beijing never presented any evidence. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by this afternoon. Our high today, 31, with wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, flurries, breezy, mostly cloudy, low of 17. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and colder with a high of only 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces. A new adventure. Create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we get a sneak peek at the Hawk Tua Girls new reality show. And I welcome Discover Wisconsin host Andrea Belke and from National Lampoon, Jamie Kaler and Jeff Tully.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Mouthwash Cola Soda Pop, the all-new soda pop that cleans your breath while it rots your teeth.
A couple of weeks ago, we were talking with our friends from Busted Pencils, and we mentioned, what's happening right now, the disassembly of the Department of Education.
Right.
Yeah. And also teachers starting to actually leave the profession because of all the changes.
It was a great discussion.
And dealing with students who act a little differently now in classes than they used to.
Yeah.
Right? And it was a good discussion, and we want to replay it right now.
Yeah, why don't we do it?
All right.
Let's talk education.
Let's do it.
Like we do every Thursday morning at this time.
Yep.
Tim Slacker is with us, and how are you doing today?
Good morning.
Morning, Tim.
You know, it's okay, right? It's every day is some kind of a new announcement where you go, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. You know, picking his cabinet, Trump's cabinet, is just like, oh, God.
Oh. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm having a tough time getting a second job at Costco. And wait, he's the attorney general?
Yeah.
Yeah. Matt Gaetz.
Oh, yeah. That is, I know, that kind of blew up. And, you know, that kind of then casts a shadow in all the other picks.
Well, what are they going to do with all those empty buildings from the Department of Education?
You know, I've always hated that. When I go to D.C., I think, oh, look at all those buildings.
All these buildings that could be. You know what, though? The Department of Education, thinking about that, you know, will it actually happen is a good question. Will he truly shut down the Department of Education? Because if you listen to his, 10-point plan for K-12 and then his vision for higher education, there's kind of a problem with everything that he wants to do, because
the contradiction is what it is.
The contradiction is it, because you know what, if you really want to federally take care of all the things you want to take care of, like he's saying,
you need a department.
You need a big bull,
right?
I know. He says he's gonna get rid of that department, and then the first one on his list is cut federal funding for schools. Well, the federal funding goes through that department, you dumbass.
You got to cut that, and we're going to mandate an oath of loyalty by the teachers. Who's going to administer the oath?
Yeah,
right.
And what am I oathing to?
Right.
If there's no Department of Education, I can't oath to that. It's crazy. But thinking of that with naming, though, I was on Dom's show yesterday afternoon, and we were talking about that a little bit and saying, with naming all of these cabinets, will there be a Secretary of Education even named while they're in the man? And, I think there will be. And I don't know if I don't have any money to put on a bet, but I'm going to put down that the current it's the Secretary of Education in Oklahoma.
Oh, yes. Yeah, who mandated the Bible in classes, religious teaching, right?
He has been auditioning for this part for years. And it was the question yesterday afternoon was, can we do any worse than Betsy DeVos? And
the answer is yes.
Yes. The answer is yes, because, Betsy DeVos was wholly unqualified.
Yeah.
And it was kind of, and sometimes it was almost funny, but this, I'm trying, and I'm drawing a blank on his name from Oklahoma. Sam, if you can look it up, the Secretary of Education there, he truly will do damage. I mean, this is a person who has mandated Bibles and Ten Commandments in the state of Oklahoma. This is the guy who actually got stopped, but was trying to put together to use vouchers for religious schools and then actually trying to really put in there and say that there's a Catholic public school in Oklahoma. Oh, it's Ryan Walters. The name just came back, just clicked in my head. But
okay.
I can see in the next couple of days that in the path to closing the Department of Education? Well, you're going to need a Secretary of Education to oversee the closing. Mm-hmm. I am going to bet that you are going to see that this person is going to be named. That's my.
Okay.
That's a good guess. What do you want to say? Yeah. I mean, you know, the grift is in, obviously, you know, these stipulations for this particular Bible are strictly adhered to in Oklahoma.
Is this the Trump Bible?
Yeah, this is the Trump Bible.
Bible.
It describes it perfectly. Right. So.
Yeah. So if it's not Ryan Walters, though, I mean, and I'll put it out there, too, I'm available also, President Trump, just in case. And I will gladly shut it down myself, you know, if you want.
Okay. Well, you know, the crazy part of all of this is that Ilan is going to do his department outside the government. So you know what? Tim, you could probably take over, you know, just on a side job, you know, just do that.
Well, I said, I'm waiting to get my part-time job at Costco, you know, and they're doing that extensive background check on me. You know, the department. I'm figuring, you know, right now the background checks are not a thing to being on the cabinet of President Trump. So I'm pretty sure that, you know, you get to bypass that right now. Because, exactly. Anyway. Oh, Tim, but yeah.
Tim, I want to ask you something. What about this story about teachers quitting the profession because of the activities of Gen Alpha students, and you know, they can't keep order in the classroom. The kids are unruly, or they can't control them. You know, it's all about their phone. They can't get them off the phones. But more and more people are deciding to opt out and just get out of the teaching profession altogether, or not even pursue it. Sam's having second thoughts.
You guys are actively trying to convince me not to. I'm not having second thoughts.
You're not? You seem a little doubtful about it.
I sent that video link to that to Tim. And did you watch that at all, or find it anywhere near credible?
Well, I missed that. John.
Oh, okay.
Didn't see. Okay, but the what you're talking about, though, the dissatisfaction of teachers right now, currently in the field, you name it, whether it's unruly kids, the telephones. But there has been, and I've been pointing this out, is that there's an exodus of teachers happening. And that when we talk about a teacher shortage, I don't think that that's the right way to go about it. I think we need to talk about the fact that there are more qualified, certified teachers not teaching than there are open positions. So you don't really have a shortage of qualified teachers. You have a dilemma of people who don't want to teach. Mm-hmm. And the question is why? Is it the phones? Is it the students? Is it the parents? Is it the school board? Is it the, yes, it's all of those. It's every one of those, because as a classroom teacher, this ability to go back into your classroom, and I interviewed about 400 different teachers across the country in 2019 and asked them that simple question, you know, are you going to leave? And if not, would you stay? 90% of them had said some form of, I want to leave. If I could leave, I would. And what would make you stay? And this is a pretty simple answer. Just let me teach.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just let me teach. And realizing that what they're really saying there is that between the parents, between the regulations, between, you know, trying to meet test scores, between everything, it's just like, I can't teach. I got into this profession to make a difference in the world, to actually ignite fires, and I can't do that anymore. And you name what reason. And so I don't know, Sam, if you're, you know, kind of getting a feeling like that of, you know, but it is. Sam,
well, I'm a little disheartened after the election, but I am not discouraged. I don't think I'm still planning to go back to school and get certified to teach. So
good. Well, we need you. And I said, it's, you know, preparing future teachers, which was, you know, what I used to always do, realizing that it is a challenge to go out there and be a teacher, but to realize, though, too, that without incredibly gifted, awesome teachers, there's not going to be a difference there. And so one of the things I used to really work with is to really prepare future teachers for, it's going to be tough out there. But the reality is remember why you made this decision to become a teacher. You wanted to inspire and, you know, really big ideas or ideals. You wanted to change the world. Well, guess what? Mm. You can, but you got to stay in the classroom and you got to stay connected to those families and those kids to change the world. And you got to learn how to also kind of ignore some of those things. So, yeah, Sam, coming in, you know, watching this election and hearing about the Department of Education being gutted, loyalty oaths and stuff like that, a lot of that is designed also, too, to demoralize people before they even become teachers, or the teachers that are in there. It just drive them out of the profession, because really qualified professional teachers, you don't want them in place if you're about to mount an attack on them. If you can get rid of the best teachers, you get them out of there, then you're kind of weakening the ranks, and then you're ready for a full onslaught. That sounds really evil. I know. I'm sorry. It's early. I've had three cups of coffee.
Totally fair. Luckily, I'm a very stubborn person. Oh, so yeah. They're not gonna get me.
Well, you know, Act 10 kind of did that here in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
it did get rid of collective bargaining, and we were talking about that yesterday with Mike McCabe from Substack. He does a great column, and what happened was that they didn't want the teachers' input, you know, the changes in the classroom, what teachers thought was important to put in place in the classroom, what they're noticing, what they need in that classroom, and collective bargaining got rid of that ability of teachers to actually have some kind of control of what happens in that school.
Yeah, and that's the demoralizing attack, is that when you take away that authority is the wrong word, but it's more of, you know, being in there, being part of the decision making. You know, teachers are leaders. When you take away their ability to make decisions, to make judgments, to use their professional knowledge, which is what you're saying. And so collective bargaining said, teachers, we don't care what you think. Mm-hmm. We'll tell you what you're going to do. Well, these are people with master's degrees and things like that. And you're saying your job is to sit there, follow the script, shut up and do what you're told. Guess what? A lot of smart people say, you know what? I'm not going to do that anymore. And that's why I said the teacher shortage is actually a manufactured exodus that it's working beautifully.
It is.
You have demoralized our teachers to a point where there are more teachers certified not teaching because of the conditions of what it means to be a teacher. So this isn't a shortage. This is an executed routing of qualified professional people out of the profession.
Well, the sad part, you know, because Republicans want to privatize school and have school choice statewide, they want to vilify public school teachers. That's the whole point. And then they have been doing that over the last 10 years. So now we have technology stepping in. We have TikTok. We have distractions on their phones. And kids are getting a little out of hand, unruly. The parents are unaware of it. And they don't want to hear it from the teachers. And they don't believe the teachers. They want control over those teachers. It's all coming to a head at this point.
It is. And, boy, I don't think I would do it after I just heard what you said there, Don. My goodness.
I'm sorry.
Maybe
thanks for the pep talk, man.
Wow.
You better get out of the profession, my man.
Well, that brings up the next question about is homeschooling on the rise? You know, I think about homeschooling during the pandemic, you know, and a lot of that kind of took off then. And is homeschooling more of an option for some parents and kids?
I think you're right, Gordy. You know, actually, yes, there has been an increase in homeschooling, and there is a pretty good connection to coming out of the pandemic, where actually some parents realize, and I would agree with them, that the conditions for, quote, you know, virtual learning during the pandemic weren't that great, and that some of what they saw, you know, maybe a teacher getting on YouTube and kind of trying to get kids to pay attention wasn't the best educational experience. And some parents went, you know what, we can do this better ourselves until the pandemic's over. And some of those parents have actually continued to do that. So there is this move, because remember, when the pandemic hit, nobody was ready to go to a totally virtually school setting. We didn't know what we were doing. We were doing the best we could. And there were situations where it wasn't the best experience for kids. And if you were a family, particularly if you had means and the ability, you could provide a better educational experience for your kids during the pandemic. And some of that has really turned into then this length of homeschooling.
We're talking to Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. We will continue the conversation. You can jump in, 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK.
Or text us.
Call us or text us on the Civic Media app. Back with more after this.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Jimmy Cuska said that Wisconsin's official state speed trap is in Rosendale.
Do you get like a souvenir sticker?
A t-shirt? I got pulled over in Rosendale and
if
all I got
no
was this
merch,
lousy ticket.
It can't be official.
If there's no merch, it's not a thing. Troy from Mount Horeb.
There is merch. The original convenience store in Rosendale has a shirt that says Rosendale. That's the ticket.
Now I think we're going to have to do a road trip to Rosendale just to get merch.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show...
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey. I love you. Love to eat turkey, cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should, cause it's turkey to eat. So good. That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it. But I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways. Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded that old strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl BD. White meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, goo, and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Well, nothing more festive than just rambling on and on.
A dumb Adam Sandler song.
Yeah.
That's what Turkey Day is all about. Anyway, but we've got something even hotter, right?
It's a catchy tune, though. You know?
Over and over again. Yeah. Oh, well, all right. Well, we hope you're enjoying Thanksgiving.
I mean, this is how we celebrate, you know, Thanksgiving here on the show. You know, just playing horrible songs.
We've got another thing lined up that's equally as horrible.
Oh, yes.
Right?
No, this is fantastic stuff.
He's back.
Even though
we couldn't get rid of him.
We were banned. He was banned.
Well, Catherine didn't really appreciate the Mean Farmer as much as many of the Mean Farmers out there did.
Right. But he's got something special for Thanksgiving,
yes.
Right?
Oh, yes. He loves those turkeys.
So we're bringing them back.
Yes.
Okay.
So why don't we check in with the Mean Farmer on this wonderful festive day?
Okay.
Hi. This is the Mean Farmer. And this week on the Mean Farmer Show... Turkeys, big turkeys, big butterball turkeys, dumb, stupid, pre-basted, thermometer inserted bread for white meat butterball turkeys. Oh, they're stupid. They've been bred and bred and bred till they got these 10-pound breasts on them. They stand there out in the South 40, 100,000 of them. It's sort of off balance, swaying in the wind like a field of white Milo. It's like they sort of sneak up right behind one and just sort of tap him on the tail and watch him topple over. And then when I got cranberries on my breath, they'll panic. Oh, they panic, but they don't know why. They're stupid. They don't know what's going to happen to them. Oh, no, 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 no. Then we're going to set up the lawn sprinkler, and they'll just stand there and stare up in the sky with their mouths open, and hundreds of them will drown. They'll drown. They're stupid. And next week on the Mean Farmer Show, fun with farm machinery. How to hold a coffee cup with just 3 fingers.
Wow. Mean Farmer.
He loves turkeys. Yeah. It's good to, it's good to have him check in every once in a while. You know, because
absolutely.
I mean, the guy is an experienced farmer.
Yeah. And I know later today, as you, finish off your Thanksgiving meal and you're getting tired, that tryptophan's really kicking in. What better time to kick back on a Verlo mattress?
And oh.
This portion of the Thanksgiving edition of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. You're going to sleep better. You're going to dream bigger. You're going to dream about turkeys and stuffing and all kinds of
stuff.
You know it. On a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Fantastic.
John, it's great spending another Thanksgiving day with you.
We always spend together this wonderful event of the year.
Yeah.
It is just fantastic, and, you're that kind of guy.
Yeah, you bring the family together. Yeah,
yeah.
Have a good time.
Yeah.
Family and friends.
This year, you're sober.
Okay. We'll be back tomorrow.
Yes.
The day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday. Yeah. So join us right here.
Get your credit cards out.
Okay.
The John and Gordy Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Thanksgiving show. We'll give you some updates on the season and also some best ofs of the year. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Oh.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Max Inc. Radio.
We're replaying the amazing live performance from an 11-year-old, plus new music from around the state. I'm Terry Barr.
Saturday and Sunday night starting at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.